Good evening, Rabosai. We're going to speak about Eretz Yisrael tonight, but not discuss the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is a sugya arucha, because Rabbi Flaum spoke about that earlier this evening, and it might have been Rabbi Flaum's shir, so we coordinated to not speak about the same topic. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. Tonight's goal will specifically be to figure out if we, as B'nai Chutz La'aretz, could still somehow fulfill mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, not vicariously, but by our investing in Eretz Yisrael, even though we're living here. So that's going to be the goal. So figure out if that would work or wouldn't work. If I buy myself an apartment there, will that work? If I buy myself a company there or a business there? If I put my money in a capital venture firm that funds Eretz Yisrael Dikah concerns, will those enable me to fulfill some level of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, if Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah?
Assuming it's a mitzvah.
Well, we'll talk about that. So the sugya starts with a Gemara in Gittin, and it's important to realize that there are not so many mefarshim that explain this Gemara in Gittin. There's not much other than Rashi. Gemara Gittin is a Gemara that you're familiar with. Gemara tells us that if a person buys a Sada not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Surya, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara here, then it's considered like the middle of Yerushalayim. In what sense is it considered, is Surya considered like the middle of Yerushalayim, even though it's not even Eretz Yisrael? It's adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Sheshes, Lomash, Akosun, Alav Ono, Va'afila b'Shabbos, says Rashi, Ono Shtar Mechira. You're allowed to write a Shtar Mechira on Shabbos, not only for Eretz Yisrael, but even for Surya. In fact, the Gemara, Chas v'Shalom, you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, but Shabbos al Kadaitach. K'da'amar Rava, just like Rava said somewhere else, that the point is that you tell a guy, and he does it for you, Hachanami, Omer lovi kochavim v'osa. Well, of course, if it's a guy, it's not you, of course it's mutter. Concludes the Gemara. If Yafal gav d'amir l'ovi kochav v'shvus, normally there's an issue d'rabbanon of amir l'nachri, and you can't tell a guy to do stuff for you on Shabbos. Nevertheless, mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael lo gazur rabbanon. So you see here that there's something called yishuv eretz Yisrael, and that yishuv eretz Yisrael is significant enough that it will be different than other mitzvos. Other mitzvos, we don't necessarily permit Yisurim D'Rabbanon, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because of the unique quality of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we will allow us to violate the Issur D'Rabbanon of Amir Lenachri so that he could write up a document for our transaction. Says Rashi. Now let's read this Rashi slowly and carefully, because later on in the shir you'll realize how incredible Rashi really is. Rashi is the kind of, I remember when I had, I don't remember which Rebbe it was in high school. He used to say, Rashi, our Rebbe, and I have a friend, not a friend in high school, used to, whenever you talk about Rashi, say, Rashi, our Rebbe and friend. So Rashi is not just our Rebbe, but he's also our friend, and we'll realize how much of a friend he is later on when you see how meduktuk Rashi is in these words. Says Rashi, I feel b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to write a shtar. If you purchase your karka from a guy, so first of all, you see that this heter of buying land and being mechal Shabbos midrabbanan to buy it on Shabbos is only if you're buying it from a guy. You're redeeming it from the hands of a guy, not just buying it from another Jew. That's one point, and that will be significant when we see the Ramban later. And the guy wants to go somewhere on Shabbos. You don't want, because you have to stay where you are. You can't travel on Shabbos, but the guy wants to travel. So if you don't chap him now, you're not going to chap it. You're not going to be able to buy from the guy. So we're going to permit him, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Ligarish Oved Kochavim, Vileshev Yisrael Ba. Ligarish, to chase out the goyim and to sit in that house that he used to live in. So first of all, there's an interesting Magen Avraham. What are we permitting to do on Shabbos? Are we permitting the sale, or are we permitting the writing?
The writing
of a shtar.
The writing.
So I would say, what's more chomer? What's more chomer? What's more kal? Writing or selling?
Writing is more chomer.
It's a trick question. What's more chomer, writing or selling?
Writing. It's a malach.
It's a trick question.
Sale is
trick question. It's a trick question.
Then it's the other way. Then it's more.
Who's doing the writing?
Oh, it's the guy. It depends who's doing
the guy's doing the writing. Who's doing the sale? You're doing the sale. The chalos kinyan is from the guy to you. So what's more chamer? The guy is writing or you doing the sale?
They're both rabbanans.
They are both rabbanans.
So they're both
in the room. No, there are a lot of divisions within the rabbanan. Look at this Magen Avraham. Says Magen Avraham, Liknos Bayis. The Gemara says that you want to buy land in Eretz Israel on Shabbos. V'shemar Yivash V'harash, they say, Da'asu Liknos, you're not allowed to buy on Shabbos. Ela Kishakonam Erev Shabbos, Oz Mutu Lomar La'akum Lichto V'Shabbos. Really, you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. Even for Eretz Israel, you're not allowed to make a kinyan, sounds the Magen Avraham is telling us. All will allow you, once you already purchased it on Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, they're going to allow you to tell a guy to make sure it gets into the, to write a deed, to put it in writing, so you don't end up losing your whole deal.
Why can you do one not the other?
Where is the kinyan?
You see from this Magen Avraham that what's more chamer, the kinyan is a problem, but that we won't let you do a kinyan, but if it's only telling a guy to do a malacha for you,
that
will permit.
Why
is... I can tell you two reasons. I can tell you two reasons. First of all, I could tell you that Amila Nachri is in general a light kind of Issa Drabbana because you're not doing a Maisa. You're just telling a guy to do something for you. So therefore it's lighter than other Issa Drabbana. And so for example, this happens all the time. If you have a choice between you're in Hatzalah and there's a guy with a broken bone. It's not... no one's choking. Okay? When no one's choking, no one has heart pain, chest pain... Guy with a broken arm. He fell on it as he was walking down the steps. So as he was walking to shul, he has a broken arm. Fine. So it doesn't make a difference if you get there in a minute and a half or in 5.5 minutes. So you have a choice. You can either, just to make life annoying,
you could either turn
your engine on with your with a shinui, or you could turn your engine with the janitor of with Pasquale, the janitor of the shul. He'll turn on your engine. What's better? Why?
But
great, so it's definitely that better to tell a guy to do it than for you to do a ma'isa b'shinui because it's a amir l'nachri, it's only an amira, it's not a ma'isa, as opposed to the ma'isa, which is aser. That might be pshat in the Magen Avraham. Rabosa, I want to show you something very interesting. You know who said this before the Magen Avraham? Mm-hmm. That you're not allowed to do the kinyan, you're only allowed to have the writing done on Shabbos, but the kinyan you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? Look back at Rashi. After you see the Magen Avraham, now you can see why Rashi was your friend. He told you this already without you even realizing. Afilu b'Shabbos, the second Rashi. Afilu b'Shabbos, says Rashi, Im lachem in ha'ovi kachavim,
already,
you bought it from a guy. You were with him when you bought it. Now the guy wants to go l'darko b'Shabbos. What are you allowed to do? You're allowed to write it, Afilu b'Shabbos. So Rashi, I think, is meduik that he already told you this did of the Magen Avraham. The whole Gemara here is only talking about the writing of the shtar, but we would not permit the kinyan. Beirish pointed out earlier that there's a gigantic question: if you make a kinyan before Shabbos, are you allowed to have the chalos kinyan bichal on Shabbos? Does anyone here own vending machines? Vending machines? Do you have any vending machines in your facility? Well, you know, I don't know if you own it. Okay. So if you own vending machines, this shiloh is very important. Because does anyone have here online sales?
Yeah.
A business online business.
Right.
So do you close it for Shabbos?
No.
So wait a second.
We're not doing anything.
You're not doing anything. But what's happening? The kinyan is happening. The sale is happening. When they press the submit button or the purchase button.
No. But they're just requesting that we send that we charge them and send them the item. We don't have to take it. They're just requesting. That's all they're doing.
When they press the submit button, the money is not charged?
No. They're just ordering the item, and we have to still go and get their credit card, and we have to put it through.
Uh-huh.
That's old manuals.
Maybe if you have the bigger company.
Yeah.
They give us the credit card.
The bigger companies probably work automatically.
Charged.
I don't know if it's charged.
I get a thing from American Express. When I submit something on my online, an online payment to Macy's or whatever, I'll get American Express telling me you just charged.
Email.
You just
confirm
the email 3 minutes later. Oh, same Shiloh. The same Shiloh is what happens when Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. You want to do your Mechiyos Chametz, but you want to have breakfast. You want to have your Kiddush. You want to have your Shal Shudas Shabbos morning with some pita. So, same Shiloh. Could you do the Maisa on, 2 days before Pesach, you'll meet the guy. On Thursday morning, you'll meet the guy. I'm sorry, on Friday morning, you'll meet the guy. And you'll have in mind that the Chalos HaKinyan will be Friday morning, I'm sorry, Shabbos morning, Erev Pesach. So there, what's happening? The Kinyan is going to happen on Shabbos, but you're not doing any action on Shabbos. So these are both, these are all three, the same sugya of can there be a Chalos Kinyan, even though you're not doing a Maisa on Shabbos.
On the internet, the Kinyan is completed when you ship, not when you get the money. Suppose you are out of stock, it's nothing happened. You know, there's a lot of...
I don't know. You have to... I would have thought when they charge you.
What?
I would have thought when they charge your credit card, that would be the Kinyan. In America, that's what I would have thought it would be, the American. I don't know what American law is. You have to ask a lawyer. But that's, you know, a commercial lawyer. That, I would think that when they charge you... In America, that's not how it works. Jewish, maybe that's how it works. But from a Jewish point of view, that was our shiur on Mechiras Chametz. That was our Shia Mechiras Chametz. It's a shaila how you do metaltalin. If you do Meshit Machal, because if Kesef is Kona or Meshich is Kona for a guy to do business with a guy.
You're just charging someone on the internet.
So if you hold that Kesef is Kona, so he acquired it with the Kesef.
Even if he didn't take the Kesef in his hand?
That might be Kesef. That's complicated. Maybe not. That's very complicated. Okay, Vaita. Let's move on. So. Tosus says, in source number 3, Tosus points out that we're saying here that we have a kula for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, this kula of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael might just be, you know, one of many kulas that you have. You have an Issa D'Rabbanan called Amir L'Nachri. So do we permit Amir L'Nachri for other mitzvahs? Let's say, for example, I don't have a shofar. So could I get a guy to do an Issa D'Rabbanan to bring me my shofar? My shofar is in the tree. Right, my shofar is up on an elon, or my lulav and esrog is up on an elon. Could I ask the guy to climb up the tree? Could I climb up the tree to an issur d'rabbanan to? I'm sorry, I said it the wrong way. Could I do the guy to do a malacha for me?
Yeah.
Even a malacha d'oraisa, so that I could do the mitzvah. Says Tosfos, you should just know. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gadra banim. Aval says Tosfos in source number 3. The Tosfos in Gin Chesam and Beis. Aval Mishum Mitzah Cheres. Other than Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, lo hayinu matir mamir lo vin kachavim b'malacha d'oraisa. As to ask him to do a malacha d'oraisa for you, that would never be okay in any other mitzvah than Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you should just know this point in Tosfos is made by all the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva. Everybody says this point. That Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is unique, and this is the only scenario where we will permit Amir L'Nachri to enable you to do a mitzvah. So any other mitzvah in the world, we're not going to permit Amir L'Nachri. So for example, let's say I want to do a mitzvah, and the only way I could do the mitzvah is if I have the guy, if I tell the guy to do blank and blank for me, not going to be permitted. And this is fleshed out in what I think is probably the most important halacha for a rabbi to know in Hilchas Shabbos, and for not a rabbi to know, which is the din of Shavus Teshavus B'Makom Mitzvah. Double Dirabbanan B'Makom Mitzvah. Whatever you have, could a guy do something for you on Shabbos, it's always going to have to fit into the parameters that is the Shavus Teshavus B'Makom Mitzvah. In other words, if you have an Issa Dirabbanan, you're not allowed to have a guy do it for you. If you have an Issa D'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do it yourself, of course. But if you have an Issa D'Rabbanan, and you ask a guy to do it for you, then if it will be for a, let's see the Rambam now. Davar She'enam Lach. We're talking about general, we're not talking about anything about Eretz Yisrael right now. This next halach has nothing to do with Yishuv, with Mechira. It's just general Hilchot Shabbos. Because to appreciate the contrast, you have to see the regular Hilchot Shabbos. Davar She'enam Lach. If you have something that is only Aser Midrabbanon, Mutali Yisrael, Omer LeGoy La'Asos B'Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a guy to do an Issa D'Rabbanon. Says the Rambam, that's only if, V'Shiyeh Sham Miktsas Choli, the person has to be a little bit sick, O Yeh Tzorech L'Davar Tzorech Harbei, or there's a great need for this, O Mipnei Mitzvah. So let's say, for example, I want to turn on the lights so that let's say I want to turn on an LED light, like they just reinstalled, they just changed all the lights in the shul to LED lights. Every light in the shul has been changed to LED lights. LED lights are presumably also the Rabbanan. So if I want to tell the guy to turn on the lights so that we could daven, that'll be me telling a guy that's one Nesud Rabbanan to turn on an LED light as a second Nesud Rabbanan so that we could daven as a Pnei Mitzvah, that would be mutter.
That's not Rechabim though, that's the case. That's not a lot of Yochin.
You're saying that might even be mutter in even by Nesud Raisa. That's a big question. That's a big, very complicated question. Yeah, it's not so Pashut. Mikra Hadin, it might be okay, but it's not Pashut. It's more complicated than that. Halacha Yud. Ketzad. Omer li Yisrael l'goy b'Shabbos. You could tell a guy, he says one Yisrael Rabbanon, b'Shabbos l'alos b'ilon to do a second Yisrael Rabbanon, or l'ashad al p'nei amayin to go swimming, k'dei l'havi lo shofar l'sakin l'mila, or to carry funa, karmelis maybe l'chatzim m'chatz l'shein erib b'neim, ma'im chanon l'harach, it's fine. So if you're telling him to, for a mitzvah person, to do two Yisrael Rabbanon, you're telling him to do an Yisrael Rabbanon, that's double, Rabbanon for mitzvah mutter. As opposed to our sugya, which is buying land in Eretz Yisrael, because the uniqueness of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael more than any other mitzvah, there will permit even for the tell the guy to do a melacha midoraisa. That's there lies the difference. So now let's understand what this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is that we're allowing you to violate an issur drabanan for. We're allowing you to buy, to invest in Eretz Yisrael. What I really want to know is the following. Can I break Shabbos for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael only because I'm going to be living in the house? Or is buying the house also a reason for me to be able to break Shabbos? Is buying a house Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Somebody wants to buy an apartment in Eretz Yisrael and they get a chance to do it on Shabbos or to do the kinyan on Friday like the Magen Avraham told us and write the shtar and have the guy write the shtar on Shabbos. Is he going to be able to do it if he doesn't plan on living there? What if he's buying it only for investment? What if he's buying it only when he goes, he's going to go there for Sukkot and for Pesach? So, if we read the very, very famous Ramban, carefully, this is the most famous, one of the most famous Rambans in all of Sefer HaMitzvahs, if not the most famous Ramban in all of Sefer HaMitzvahs. If we read it carefully, we might have, I think we'll be able to read it with some careful reading, we might be able to get an idea of the Ramban's understanding of what the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is. And based on that, we'll be able to answer the question, can I buy an apartment, is buying an apartment, even if I'm not going to live there, a kiyum of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? That's going to be certainly a very important point, as you'll see immediately in the Rambam.
What about karka?
Let's assume that that would be the same as a bias. You're saying because you don't live in the karka, but you live on the karka. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Let's assume. I would assume it's the same, unless we'll see otherwise. Let's see. Says Ramban. So, of course, we know, and that's not tonight's shir, that was probably Rabbi Flam's shir. The biggest issue in the sugya of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is how come the Rambam does not include it in Tayag Mitzvos. Many other, perhaps Rov Rishonim, do include it in Tayag Mitzvos, but the Rambam doesn't, and that's where so much ink has been spilled. But this is the Ramban who says, Mr. Rambam, you forgot something. This is the fourth mitzvah you forgot. What is the fourth mitzvah that the Ramban counts as the Rambam having forgotten? Shesavi l'reshes ha'aretz. That we have a mitzvah too. How do you translate the word l'reshes?
Inherit.
Any other suggestions?
Populate.
What's l'reshes? Yerusha.
Yeah?
Is there any other shoresh that shares a shoresh? Ki tarish goyim mipanecha, isn't there a pasuk
like that? Drive out?
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's see what he means here. So, shir savino l'rashis ha'aretz, v'lo na'azva b'yad zulatzin, not to leave it in the hands of others, min ha'umos ola shamala, or to leave it desolate. So, I made a diuk, and because I didn't want to forget it, you have my notes here. This is a mitzvah. The Ramban says, what is this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The mitzvah is, L'reshes ha'aretz. Additionally, not to leave it in the hands of Goyim. And additionally, not L'shamema. That means, let's stop here. If we stop here, I don't know if we should stop here. But if we stop here, I ask you a question. I'm not buying lands from a Goyim. There is a field somewhere on the outskirts of Rehovot. And I want to build a shopping center there. I own it already. is it a mitzvah for me to build that shopping center or parking garage? Maybe this is not. If the mitzvah is, if the part of the mitzvah is, one is not to leave it in the hands of Goyim, and separately, O l'shama, to leave it desolate, maybe one could argue that building up property in Eretz Yisrael is a fulfillment of not letting it be maintained shomeim, maintained desolate. If there's a field and you want to plant tomatoes there and start a tomato crop, maybe that's also preventing you from becoming l'shamama. Does you want to develop a piece of property there, that might also be l'shamama. And that, the way he's saying it, is that's even separate from buying from a guy, which is not what we saw in the Gemara Gittin on top. The Gemara Gittin we saw that the mitzvah is only if you are going to buy the land from a guy. This Ramban is mashma. There are two things. There's we don't want to leave it in the hands of Goyim, and separately we don't want it to be desolate. So I mean, we just said a gigantic halacha chiddush, halacha lemaisa. We just said that this Ramban, if we're right in reading in this careful reading, is against Rashi, who said before that it's only if you buy from a guy.
The Gemara didn't say. The Gemara said from any guy. That's the source of everything.
Because otherwise, why else would you be having the guy available to write the to write the shtar? No, I'm rejecting. I'm saying that you might be right.
He said, "I'm a."
Well, that to discuss that.
That might be one aspect of. Yeah. That might be one aspect. Because you're not building it up. That's why. Because you're not building it up. There's a house there. What are you doing? You're buying a house. You're not building it up. You're not changing any desolation. But what happens if you buy a plot of land and you're going to build it up?
Getting rid of the guy. That's the purpose. You're allowed to write.
Right. But that's one key of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps this Ramban, those two extra words, Ol Shama, the first two, last two words on this first line, is telling you that there's another form of Yishra Yisrael, even if it's not from a guy, if you're going to build something up. So we have two forms. If it's already built like a bias, so this is very meduic. Uh-huh. Before it was talking about a bias, right? The Gemara was talking about a bias? No, Sada? Okay, could be, but it could be already planted. Okay, these are speculations. If you like the diak, great. If you don't like the diak, that's fine.
The other pasuk says, "Rashi Masorat V'yishavtem Bo," both of them. Yishavtem Bo is the building. The Rashi is to own it.
Okay,
is to live it, is to create. No.
Yeah. Let's go through the Ramban a little bit, and we'll make another few diukim, please. What's this mitzvah in the third line of source number 5? V'hu amru lahem, this is the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, v'rashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba. We'll see how the Ramban analyzes that pasuk shortly. Because lachem nasat es ha'aretz l'resh es asa, and v'snachaltem es ha'aretz. Now, this pasuk is repeated. And says the Ramban, why did the Torah tell us all of the borders? Bottom, I underlined this on the top of the, no, I'm sorry, third to last line of the page. If you would have asked me, I would have said, I know why the Torah mentioned the borders. There were so many extra psukim to tell us what the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So I should know where I have to do Truma, where I have to do Maaser, where I have to do, where Shemitah applies, where all the mitzvot of Baretz apply. That's not what the Ramban says. He says, you know why Hashem wrote all the borders? You should not leave any of Eretz Yisrael desolate. So that means Hashem wants me to know where the southeast border of Eretz Yisrael is, so I know that if right near Yam HaMelech is Eretz Yisrael, I should go buy some land there, and I should kick out the Goyim from that little, you know, the over there in the Arava, and I should plant myself some date plantations there. Fine. The Rabban says that all the psukim that talk about conquering Eretz Yisrael is not a promise. It's not a promise. It's not a promise, but it's a chiyuv, a tzivui. And now, the next paragraph. Zuhi shachacham karma sagmar and sota milchemes mitzvah. Right? To take over Eretz Yisrael qualifies as a milchemes mitzvah. Aval haaretz lo naniachu sabiyadam velo biyad zulasam and ha'umos, not just the sheva mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael who were there when we came in with Yeshua's time, but even all the subsequent generations will be there. In all generations, we have a mitzvah to say d'oraisa, to ensure that it does not stay in their hands. So our very dear Dr. Steve Rubel is being honored by Ateret Kohanim. Now, in a week or two, Ateret on the Park, you should all go to the dinner, because presumably, Ateret Kohanim, when they buy land in Eretz Yisrael, they're fulfilling a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Or if you give them money, you are fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa, presumably, of this Ramban, of chasing out goyim b'dor min hadoros. Even if we say that the Arabs nowadays are not one of the Zionists of Chiti, Kanani, Amori, Prizi, Girgashi, etc. Now, V'chein, Im baruchu ha'umos sahem yiponeinu v'halachu lahem. Look at what he's going to say now. Let's say you don't have to kick them out because they ran away. They were scared. Let's say we have some incredible, you know,
like in the 48 war.
In 1948, right. They all ran, the guy just ran away. In Sfat, Sfat was Mamash Anes Nigla. There were like 6,000 Arabs who were, I think it was 1948, who when the British mandate left, they turned over the police headquarters, which was on the top of the mountain of Tzfat, which had the best control, to the Arabs. And there were about 6,000 of them, and there were like 400 old men down in the city of Tzfat. And incredible, my mother's a tour guide, mother-in-law's a tour guide, and she took us on a tour there. So what happened was, is they left 2 17-year-old girls to protect the city, and those are the soldiers would protect the children and the elderly. And then whatever, like 50 men went to the top of the hill and they took tires. They put Molotov cocktails into the tires and they rolled the tires down the hill. Apparently that night there was a thunderstorm. It was dark. It was raining. And the Arabs, when the British moved out, and the Arabs saw these Molotov cocktails exploding all over, because they saw there were tires rolling down the hill, so they were from all over. They thought that there were a tremendous amount of Israeli tanks or units that are attacking them from all sides. The entire Arab population at Tzfat fled, and we took over Mamash Anes Nigla. Okay, so they run away. Fine, they ran away, so we can't fulfill this Ramban to chase them out, because they chased that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for us. Okay. First word online. V'chein im baruch ha'umos ha'am yipaneinu v'halkulim. The guy ran away. So is there a mitzvah to do anymore? Look at the next few words. Nitztavinu anachnu, we're nevertheless still mitzvah, lova ba'arz v'lichpos ha'medinos l'hoshe ba'shvateinu. There's a second layer of the chiyuv to beside, and aside from getting rid of the goyim, that we should also settle it and populate. So this, again, I think reflects the fact that even if you're not buying from a goy, right? Because you're not getting rid of the guy. The guy's gone. You're just taking a place that's desolate and settling it. He's just, I think, here explaining the words that we were medayik in the Ramban earlier, that we can't leave it lishamima, that there's a separate chiyuv to build it up. So let's say I have an opportunity to invest in some development in Eretz Yisrael, not from a guy. I think that even after the goyim have been chased out and they're not in this area, to not leave it desolate but to build it up, lahosha bashavatenu, might constitute, according to the Ramban, a mitzvah say of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban here hasn't mentioned the word Shabbos. We're talking about the parameters of a mitzvah that the Rambam in his Taryag forgot. We're telling you there's another mitzvah, Mr. Rambam, you forgot. It's called Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. I want to figure out what are its parameters. So he told us two things. One parameter of this mitzvah called Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is get rid of the Goyim. Second mitzvah, or second aspect of this mitzvah, is to settle the land. So I think not leave it desolate. And be Moshe Bashvatenu. So if I have an opportunity to build a mall, to build an apartment building somewhere in some town, and I'm just paying the money here from America, it sounds like Ramban that I'm fulfilling?
Maybe not. Maybe it's only in Baruch Hu Umos, because if you don't settle it, they're going to come back. Maybe it's in time of war, you got to settle it. But just to build a mall, maybe it's not such a mitzvah. You know what I'm saying?
I think twice Ramban says they're going to come back. I think if he's saying the only reason that you have to settle is so they don't come back,
because you told me what's the
time. You don't have to say it. That's part of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to get rid of them. I hear your point. Maybe you're right. Fine.
If it stays empty, no one else will want to once you develop it, other people will also come. So you're getting more mitzvah.
More who will want to come? Jews?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Fine. And then the Ramban continues and talks about that it's this mitzvah to say does not have anything to do with the Beis Hamikdash, and it's b'chol zman, afilu kol yachin mimen, afilu b'zman agolos. You might think that it's only a chiyuv. For example, the mitzvah of milchama. The mitzvah of milchama. The Rambam says that la'asud lavo, melech ha-mashiach, how do you know, is the Bavitch Rebbe Mashiach or not? Is he or not?
Depends who he is.
No, it doesn't depend on who he is. The Rambam says that Melech Mashiach is going to come, and he's going to do three things. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, he will destroy Amalek, and he will, what is the third one? I don't remember.
Point the
Melech? Whatever. No, he's the Melech. He'll
kill Amalek.
Build the Beis HaMikdash, destroy Amalek, and I don't remember the third. Fine. So, it could be that that mitzvah to destroy Amalek or to build a base of mitzvah, one could argue maybe that's only a chiv on the cloud. Is that a chiv on the cloud, the yachid? We could discuss that. Says the Ramban here, in the last underlined part of this Ramban, that it's a taka, the mitzvah of Yishuv HaYisrael we're talking about, of getting rid of the goyim and settling, is taka mitzvah called yachid v'yachid afilu bizman galus. Fine. That's the shita of the Ramban. Now, I saw something online that pointed me to the Shas HaTshuvos HaRashbash. The Rashbash is the son of the Tashbetz, and last night, between Menucha and Ma'ariv, I talked about part of this Tashbetz, part of this Rashbash, where he talks about, he says the following, he's assuming that there's a mitzvah to do Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Whether it's one of the Tayag or not, that's a good question. Whether it's a Daraisa or Drabbanan, that's a good question. Either way, there's a mitzvah Drabbanan. And for that reason, if you see my 3 points, there's a halacha. Let's look at the first point. I mentioned last night, between Chamayr, of what happens if there's a gigantic flood. And the flood takes an olive tree from your backyard, rips it out, and plants it in my backyard. So now I have an olive tree going in my backyard, and you say, hey, I want my olives. And I say, after all, it's your tree. And I say, yes, it's your tree, but it got all the nutrients from my ground. So I want the olives. So what's the solution? Well, what happens when you have a partnership of something that you can't...
Split it.
Yeah, let's split it. So let's cut it up, let's chop it in half, and we'll sell it for firewood, or we'll sell it for whatever. Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia, when it comes to this situation, Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to uproot the tree because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I ask you a question, gentlemen. Is anybody living who hasn't lived in Eretz Yisrael because of this? Is any guy being chased out because of this? No. You see that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is having a tree that otherwise would be ripped out stay planted. If we stopped here, you know who we should send this paragraph of the Rashbash to? Who should we be sending this to? No. Here he's proving from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that it's a kiyum of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to have trees growing and not ripped up. We should send this to the Keren Keyamot Yisrael, the JNF. Right? Everyone here, we all grew up with, you know, plant trees with JNF. And some people might have, you know, smirked and laughed and say, come on, I'll tell you a funny story. Brilliance. My relative of mine was invited to a bas mitzvah of an intermarried relative. The girl wasn't Jewish. So the relative of mine who got this invitation had a brilliant idea. What bas mitzvah gift, should you give this second cousin who's not halachically Jewish? So they called the JNF. And they sent them, you know, they sent them a card, and three trees or a tree has been donated in the merit in celebration of your bat mitzvah. So that was a very creative way to get out of an awkward situation, and I think it was quite brilliant. But maybe if we give money to the JNF, that is a kiyum of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, a la Shut HaRashbash, learning teaching of the Gemara Bava Metzia, that you're not allowed to rip up a tree in Eretz Yisrael, even though two partners have a shutzpah in it, because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, if I want to sit in my house in New York, and for whatever reason, I'm not able to go to Eretz Yisrael right now, if I allow trees to be planted in Eretz Yisrael, I think it would be mashma from this Rashbash's analysis of the Gemara B'Metzia that that would be a kiyum of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This is more than the Ramban. The Ramban said chasing after Goyim and not leaving it desolate. Oh, maybe this is the second aspect of the Ramban. Maybe this is the second aspect of the Ramban of not allowing Eretz Yisrael to become desolate.
So you plant trees.
Planting trees.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, interesting.
Eights are Adam or eights, right?
That's also true. That's the Tubishvat. That's Tubishvat Torah. Similarly, look at the second indentation, the second dot in source number 6 in this Rashbash Simanov. This is the first Rashbash in the Sefer. Next case. So I go into your backyard. You all learn the Sugyas in Gemara. I go into your backyard and I build a pool in your backyard. And then I take you to court and I say, pay me for the pool that I built. And you say, I didn't ask you to build a pool. So, you know, the Gemara talks about how much do you have to pay. Do you have to pay as much as its value or just my expenses? So if I come in and say, you know what, you don't like my pool, you're not going to pay for it, so let me take my sticks and stones and my pool liner and my filter, I'm going to take it back. Because you don't appreciate it and you're not paying me for it. Says the thing to Gemara by Messiah. Second dot, the second line of Nachanam, Shomel, Shere, Shomel, and Shomel. So Machlokas, whether or not I could take back the things that I built in your backyard. And the Gemara concludes there that Besada, if it's the sticks and stones of a house, okay, I could get my sticks and stones and take the shed that I built in your backyard. However, Besada, if it's something that I built on the ground, that I planted, Ein Shomelo, my time of Mishum Yeshuva Da'ar the Yisrael. Again, the same point, a second Gemara that sounds like letting things be planted or grow or flourish in Eretz Yisrael would have a din of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And this has nothing to do with you living there. L'chaura. Fine. But I want to ask you the following question. Let's say we assume, as the Rashbash assumes, that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But is the mitzvah only to live there? Or is it a mitzvah to go there? What I mean by that, I don't mean to visit. I mean, is the mitzvah the living there? Or the making aliyah shabo? The traveling from here to there, is that the mitzvah? Or it's the fact that I'm already there and is living my life there, that's the mitzvah. So I was discussing with our dear president, and he pointed out an important nafkamina. While I'm making aliyah, I'm packing my bags, I'm going to the plane, and I'm filling out my forms on the El Al Nefesh B'Nefesh flight, a guy comes over to me and asks me for tzedakah.
Oh, is it permissive? Wasn't it mitzvah?
So am I Osik B'mitzvah right now? Where am I? I'm on the tarmac at JFK.
Absolutely,
can't
stand.
You can do both. No, I'm pulling my suitcases. I'm pulling my suitcases. I'm going to forget my suitcase. If I take out my wallet, I'll lose my passport if I take out my wallet. So let's think about this. What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah that which I'm dwelling, I'm living my life in Eretz Yisrael? Or is the mitzvah making aliyah? Nafkamina, as the president pointed out to me this afternoon, will we say Osik b'mitzvah potamina mitzvah while I'm in the process of traveling towards Eretz Yisrael? If I'm doing a mitzvah right now by traveling, the making aliyah is itself a mitzvah, I don't have to give tzedakah. If we say that no, you have to the living in Eretz Yisrael, says the Rashbash.
Are you traveling to live there or just to visit?
Yeah, to live there.
To live there, that's part of the mitzvah. Yeah,
says the Rashbash that there are different
kinds of mitzvahs every single solitary day you're there?
That's the hashtag.
Why not?
So every day you're
Mekayim.
Every minute you're
Mekayim. Every minute I wear my tzitzis, I'm
Mekayim the mitzvah. Yeah, every minute, every second you're there, you're Mekayim the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Traveling
a million mitzvahs you get in one
yeah.
year.
Yeah, I do it for tzitzis also. That's what Rush says. Rush says every mitzvahs, second you're wearing your tzitzis.
1 year, a million mitzvahs 1 year.
Wow. Divide, why are you dividing it by the billion, a trillion?
Traveling
I don't know.
Traveling there would be like...
What's the unit of... Okay.
Traveling so would be
So that's exactly what the Rashbash says. He says that the mitzvah is not to make aliyah, to travel there. He says the mitzvah is only living in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore making aliyah is a hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, we would not say, oh, say, mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And therefore, if I'm on my way to Eretz Yisrael, and something comes my way, I have to stop and do whatever mitzvah comes my way. And whatever happens, happens. I make it to Eretz Yisrael. I don't make it to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not right yet doing the mitzvah. That would be the parameters of this going there. If you look on page 3, in the third paragraph, I underlined it. Eina, in the second and third paragraph on page 3, towards the top, underline, Eina mitzvah ela hayeshiva. The sitting, the dwelling itself is the mitzvah. Fisha ha'aliyah ba'atzma, Eina ha-mitzvah. And look what else what he says.
Like a sukkah.
Look at the next line.
Like sitting in a sukkah.
V'lo knias ha-bayis mitzvah atzma. Buying the house?
Yes or
not? Is not the mitzvah. Uh-oh. That knocks out everything we said. He's saying that the mitzvah is the dwelling in Eretz Yisrael. Everything else is only going to be a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, you know what he's going to say? Let's say a person makes a neder. I am going to make aliyah. I'm going to make aliyah. Is a neder chal? We know that nedarim aren't chal. Shavuos aren't chal in a mitzvah, right? You can't be nishba the kaimis mitzvah. It's not chal. So if I make a neder to make aliyah, according to the Rashbash, you come with a very fine point. If you made the neder to make aliyah, it's not chal. If you made the neder that I will live in Eretz Yisrael, oh, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Not to make aliyah, not to make aliyah. The process is not a mitzvah. Being there is a mitzvah. So if I made a neder, I will make aliyah. There is a chal. It's not the kaimis mitzvah. If I make a neder, however, I make a neder that I will, and he says to live in Eretz Yisrael, that is the mitzvah, and that will be, since it's a mitzvah, then the shvuah won't be chal, because you can't be nishpa on a mitzvah. Okay, I want to finish off with what I think is coming out also. Here he says Knias Habayis is not a mitzvah. It's a machshiri mitzvah. That means that I have a Gemara that talks about buying a house. Right? The Gemara talks about Sada Habayis was the same point. The living there, according to him, this shita is the mitzvah. That means the Gemara says that I could have a guy do malacha for me on Shabbos to write that shtar to do what?
To buy.
You say, okay, let me say what I was going to say, and I'll tell you Beresh's response. I was going to say that the Gemara is telling us that you're allowed to buy on Shabbos and telling the guy to do malacha. That sounds like, if here we see that it's only buying a house, it's only machshiri mitzvah, it's not the real mitzvah, it's living there. Buying is just machshiri. It sounds like, even for a machshir mitzvah, which is a gigantic chiddush, even for a machshiri mitzvah, I'm allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for me. Not just to help me do a mitzvah, but to enable me to do a hechsher mitzvah. Which is a gigantic chiddush. Be'erish is rejecting that and saying, no, all you see from that Gemara is that you're buying from a guy, you're allowed to do it. Maybe that's a higher mitzvah. Maybe this Rashbash that says that it's only a hechsher mitzvah is talking about buying a house from a Jew. So there, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of chasing out Goyim, but in the case of the Gemara again, where you're allowed to buy on Shabbos, tell the guy to do malach on Shabbos, that's because you're doing a higher level mitzvah is more than a machshir mitzvah. That's what you suggest.
Question, what about if the mitzvah is yishuv? What about renting? Can you rent from a guy? You're not buying?
You definitely could rent. You're asking on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, can you tell a guy, can you do the kinyan of renting?
I think you wouldn't be able to. If the mitzvah, like the Ramban, is to get rid of them,
this is
you're not getting rid of them.
But if the mitzvah was said as Yishuv,
buying them out.
But if the mitzvah is Yishuv.
So keep in mind, this Rashbash and the Ramban that we did before are not necessarily the same person, not necessarily the same Shita. The Ramban that we learned earlier said there are two parts. One is getting rid of the Goyim.
Right.
So renting doesn't get rid of the
Goyim.
According to the Rashbash, even buying a house isn't considered a mitzvah. Certainly not renting a house.
What is it?
It's only a hechsher.
Hechsher mitzvah.
But then, are you b'makayim the mitzvah itself by renting? When you're living there as a renter.
According to the Rashbash, if you're living there, I don't care where you live, you could squat in the basement of a shul. I want to finish with one beautiful Avnei Nezer, one beautiful Machshava, which is a very important halacha l'maisa. The Avnei Nezer, the Sechet Shavu Rebbe, was asked by his Hasidim a very important question. He said that there are a lot of Yidden who are buying lands in Eretz Yisrael, and should we all buy houses in Eretz Yisrael? And the Sechet Shavu Rebbe was bothered by a more fundamental question. How come all of our Gedolim in Europe have not moved to Eretz Yisrael over the course of the past 1900 years? So he says a beautiful Yisod. He says, based on other Rambans and Psukim, talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with this world through Sar. A Sar HaShel Esav we know about. Every country has his Sar. Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand, is Eini Hashem Alkech Abam, Eretz Hashem Adachriz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, direct Hashgacha on Eretz Yisrael. Accordingly, says the Sechet Shavu Rebbe, and nowadays this is not true, but at least in his generation, 100 and some odd years ago, even those who were living in Eretz Yisrael were living there only through what? Through the support of European Jewry. So he says, if your parnasa is coming, the whole point in living in Eretz Yisrael, in absorbing the Kedush of ourselves, because you have that direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that direct Hashgacha. When is that? That's when your parnasa is coming from the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being directly mashgiach on. If anyway you're being supported by European Jewry and the sorrow shall Czechoslovakia and of Hungary and of Poland and of Russia and of Germany are, that's not directly from Hashem. That's sorrow shall whatever. And therefore the parnas is coming through them. You're not getting the direct Hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're not gaining what there is to gain to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he suggests there wasn't a mass exodus, or I shouldn't say exodus because it's the opposite, mass ingathering to Eretz Yisrael, because you don't have the Hashgacha. Nowadays that's not really true, because most people, other than maybe your children, of the people around the table, most Israelis are living self-sufficiently in Eretz Yisrael, not based on the gifts of Chutz La'aretz, and therefore this Svara would fall away, which takes out one more notch in the reasonings that we have to be able to not go to Eretz Yisrael. We should all be zocha to have the strength
to be able to afford an apartment.
We should all be zocha to have the zocha to go to Eretz Yisrael speedily.
Go ahead.